I'm going to take this in two different ways. One is I'm going to take it with a day in which I'm traveling, doing outreach like I am now, and I'm also going to do a day when I'm in the office and some of the different things that are happening. And so, for example, I'm going to talk about today, and outreach is a big part of my job. It's about 60% of my job, and I am doing outreach to a number of different stakeholders, and they are very different stakeholders. And so today I started off my day here with a diversity breakfast with Chips and a number of you here just across the hall. And it was really just kind of a networking session and just to talk to everyone. And then right after that, Paola, who is actually at the front, my colleague and I, we actually went to Huston Tillotson. Huston Tillotson is an HBCU that is located here, and they actually have a very strong engineering and computer science program. But we were there to go and meet with the management class over there to really talk to them about IP as they are thinking about entrepreneurship and a number of different things that are happening as they start their journey in school and eventually post-school, right, and starting their business. We were supposed to talk about intellectual property and the basic principles of intellectual property. Instead, we walked in and they were trying to solve a problem with respect to working with teams. And some of the issues and the specific issue that they were talking about is that there are some team members who are not contributing to the team. And so what do you do, Hope, when you are in that situation as a leader, as a manager? How do you motivate your team? And then we started talking about careers and different things that I've learned being a female minority engineer in working in private sector as well as in government. And so we started talking about those issues, but different things, right, that we're working on. And then I'm back here with y'all now. And then later today, I'm going to be driving back to Huston to participate in the SWE conference, the Society of Women Engineering Conference. There are 13,000 women that are gathering in Huston, all with technical backgrounds. And we're there because, one, we are trying to recruit more to work with the PTO, but also expose the different engineers who may not have had experience in innovation and in patents and any of the other IP buckets, but to talk to them about how they need to start thinking about intellectual property as they are innovating and as they are in their engineering careers. And so that's kind of a piece of what I do. From a day-to-day in the office standpoint, my day in the office tends to be very different. And so there are two groups of people that I'm working with. One is internally within the USPTO. And then there's another group is that we are one of five federal agencies within my building. And so the USPTO is the largest agency within the building. And because of that, I have certain responsibilities with respect to safety and security within the building and a number of different things that happen within the building. And so my day in the building is sometimes I'll start off the day meeting with my counterparts in the other regional offices. And we're going to talk about, for example, earlier this week, we talked about our fiscal year 23, which started on October 1st for us, what we're going to be doing as our new outreach goals. And how are we going to be directing our teams as we are looking at the new outreach goals? And then I roll into a meeting with the GSA, which is the person or the group that manages our building, the FBI, who is also in our building, as well as the safety FPS, which is Facilities Protective Services. They are the guards and the police officers in our building. And we're talking about a number of different things. We talk about security issues that have happened recently. What are we doing to install an active shooter system within our office? What are we doing? When is our next fire drill? We're talking about building issues on which there are vehicles that are in our parking lot that we don't know who they are. And how do we make sure that they are not parking in spaces that they're not supposed to, because there are issues associated with that, including bomb threats, right? What are we doing to shore up the structure of our building so that we prevent, in case that there is a bomb threat, there's a bomb outside and it goes off, we need to get shatterproof glass. Who is going to pay for that, and how are we going to budget for things like that? So a number of different things that I'm working through. And then I'm working with my own internal team after that, talking about this week. I'm going to be going to Houston. I'm going to be in Austin. Director Vidal is going to be with me, so I'm connecting with her staff. I'm preparing her, make sure that she has all of her talking points, but also knowing how she's going to be transported from the airport to the facility that we're going to be speaking at. When are we going to eat lunch? I mean, little logistic issues, right? All of those things, but they all have to be talked through, because we only have that 15 minutes for her to get food at that one moment, right? Depending on what the speaking engagement is. And then I close out the day with performance reviews and doing write-ups on performance reviews. And so that's kind of how my day went earlier this week, and then how today went.
Well, that is a real day in the life, and that's a lot. I think a lot of us joined the practice of law because we were told, and it has been true, and I think for a lot of us, that being a lawyer, every day is different. You can be doing something. You're always learning. Hope this takes it to another level, though. I don't think most people in the room can say that their days consist of regularly meeting with the FBI and all of the different types of issues that you are going through. But kind of let's take a step back and talk about how you got there. You were an engineer in your prior career. You went to law school at SMU here in Texas. Then you worked at a law firm in-house, at different corporations. That's a lot of skills building that you did to get to the PTO. And now that you're at the PTO,